a lot of things going on in Trump world, and I want to get to this. Because if you missed this, the former president is scheduling rallies in Georgia, Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida, revealing that he'd be holding these campaign-style rallies in the battleground states in the coming weeks as speculation swirls that he'll mount another bid for the White House in 2024. Well, make no mistake, the Democrats will burn down this country. They don't care. If that's what it takes to keep Donald Trump from winning the White House again, they'll do anything in their power. And along that lines, the Southern District of New York politicized, Manhattan District Attorney as well, Cyrus Vance, has seated a grand jury. The prosecutor of the Trump criminal investigation has convened a grand jury. Manhattan's district attorney convening a grand jury that is anticipated to choose whether to indict former President Donald Trump, his company, or its executives if prosecutors put forward criminal charges for the panel's consideration. Now, remember, the grand jury is little more than a rubber stamp. Generally speaking, 99% of the things put in front of grand juries, they issue a true bill. It's called a true bill of indictment, meaning you are being charged, meaning you will be arrested, meaning you will be dragged in front of the cameras and all of these things. This is how desperate the Democrats are in some circles, is to go after the former president and his business dealings to see if he misled people 30 years ago on a tax return or a loan application. They don't care what they get him on. If they can get him on jaywalking, that's what they're going for. No charges yet, but the prosecutor there is going after it. Again, that's Cyrus Vance Jr. He's the DA in Manhattan. Man, we've got a call from New York on the hotline right now. Somebody wanted to check in on this. The Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. Check it out. You can use it from anywhere around the country to check in. Going to New York now. Sir, welcome to the program.
Hi. So I have a thought about this whole arrest thing, if you could just bear with me for a moment.
Go ahead.
So I'm kind of worried when it comes to JFK, when they killed him, they realized that they messed up. Even though they act like they're all powerful, they realize they messed up. So I'm concerned that it's possible that they might have already killed off Trump, and that this whole arrest thing and all that is supposed to be a big scam to deter you from thinking that. Because if they would have actually succeeded in killing Trump out in the open, people, like you said, just like how the Democrats are willing to burn this country, people are willing to fight for Trump. And we all know that.
Yeah, but if they charge him, you know, and I appreciate the phone call. If Donald Trump gets charged, what they don't understand is they're creating a martyr that's even more powerful, potentially. They keep mistaking what they do as being the right thing. They've made mistakes over and over again, and right now you can see the erosion completely of Joe Biden's political power that he had. The honeymoon's over. He got one thing passed, $1.9 trillion, a boondoggle, I'll grant you. But all of the other things that they wanted to do, all of the other legislation, the infrastructure bill is dead. It's not going anywhere. They wanted $2.5 trillion. We'll make a deal at $1.7 trillion. The Republicans said, yeah, good luck with that. The January 6th commission, they're begging for, trying to push it through, doing anything they can to try to put that out on the stage, to try to suggest that somehow a bunch of clowns going into the Capitol and breaking windows or whatever was going on, led by some guy in a buffalo hat, is somehow on par with 9/11 or Gettysburg or whatever they'd have you believe. And they want that out there. They want that message to keep repeating and repeating. But the fact is, people have moved on long since. Long since have moved on from most all of this. And Donald Trump, if they go after him, which I'd say it's pretty likely they will, I'd say it's pretty likely they will indict him somewhere for something. Will they handcuff him? Do they think that makes them stronger and more powerful? No, it doesn't. It outrages people. It drives them to the polls. Because when you see the economy floundering, when you see the price of gas up by $1, $1.50, you see that Kamala Harris hasn't even bothered to go to the southern border, but you're going to spend your time going after Donald Trump. That's how you're going to spend your days? Attacking the previous president? demeaning the previous administration that had our border under control, that had gas in the best place we've ever had it, had the unemployment place the lowest I've ever seen in my life, more people working, including blacks and Hispanics and women, more than ever in American history, were at work in January of 2020 when this virus came down the pipe. By the way, Joe Biden shut down altogether the effort to prove that this virus came from Wuhan. We'll dig deeper into this just a little bit later. But last fall, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, said, listen, we've got evidence. This is where it came from. The Wuhan Institute of Virology. And when Biden got into office, his team said, we don't want to look at that anymore. We're done with Wuhan. We're done with looking at the Chinese as being the source of this virus, even though they clearly are. All indications are now that the Wuhan investigation was on the money. Joe Biden's team, well, they dumped it. They dumped it. And in March said, well, there's nothing here. A few weeks later, well, this theory of the virus coming from the Wuhan lab that was promoted heavily by Donald Trump seems to be coming back to bite him right square in the behind. As it should, the truth will set you free. Anyhow, that's what's going on with Donald Trump. Rallies are coming. Indictments may be coming for what, who knows. Arguing about his tax. You know, if you take somebody's tax return that's a few hundred pages long, and you spend your time in there rooting around, you're going to find something you don't like, something you can turn into a criminal activity, even if it was not. That's what they're doing. It's 25 after on a Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'm glad to have you here.